Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, January 20th. Today on Forbes, why January 6th might make Trump richer. 1 year ago, with the country still reeling from the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, a woman named Meredith Mascara tried to take a stand. Mascara serves as CEO of the Girl Scouts of Greater New York, an organization that leased space in one of Donald Trump's buildings, paying about $600,000 in annual rent. After the riot, she wanted to sever ties with the president. Mascara explained in a statement at the time, quote, "As a matter of very high priority, our organization has been exploring options for getting out of the lease and the building. We continue to investigate our options and work to find an office space that would best serve the girls of New York City." A year later, however, the Girl Scouts of Greater New York remain inside the same building, 40 Wall Street, according to their website. Mascara, once eager to voice her displeasure with her landlord, did not respond to recent requests for comment. She's not the only one who had trouble severing ties with Trump. In the wake of the January 6th riot, many of Trump's partners and business associates promised financial consequences for the president, sparking questions about the stability of the Trump Organization. One headline in the Washington Post said, quote, "Backlash to riot at Capitol hobbles Trump's business." Another headline in the New York Times declared, quote, "An urgent reckoning for the Trump brand." A year later, however, it's clear that the backlash didn't cripple Trump's business. In fact, it may have strengthened it. For the most part, the organizations that managed to sever ties didn't have strong connections in the first place. Shopify, for example, had hosted a website on which the Trump Organization sold merchandise. Shopify shut down the store after the attack, but the Trump Organization found another way to get the website up and running by the end of the month. The Professional Golfers Association decided to take away the 2022 PGA Championship from Trump's club in Bedminster, New Jersey. That move probably hit the former president's ego harder than it hit his wallet. Losing an event like the PGA Championship might wipe away a couple million in revenue, not a huge amount for a golf operation that does more than $200 million in sales most years. It's possible that Trump received some compensation anyway. News came out last month that the PGA and the Trump Organization had settled a dispute related to the move. Neither organization responded to questions about the terms of the agreement. For full coverage, check out Dan Alexander's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.